Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
What are you doing on the break?
Nothing. A whole lot of nothing. Awesome. It's going to be great. Spend a lot of time with the kids, man. That's what it's going to be about.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop. Joining us on a special Thursday edition is Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Levo, you look great. See on the YouTube page here, you look well-rested. You look ready to go for the second half.
I would love to tell you that I'm well-rested. We're getting there. We're getting there, buddy. Had a full day at Six Flags on Tuesday with my son, so I'm still recovering from that.
I was wondering if maybe you're getting the itch and watching your kid play baseball and doing the play-by-play from the sidelines next to the other moms and dads.
Yeah, no games this week, just a bunch of practices. Practices Monday and Tuesday that I was able to be a part of, which is great. So they've got their final weekend tournament this weekend up in Plover that they're going to go to. So,
It's fun. We made a trade. The Brewers have acquired a couple of arms. What are we expecting? Are we expecting one of these pitchers to be like in the rotation immediately?
Certainly bullpen arm. The left-hander could be a bullpen piece moving forward pretty quickly. But Lance McCullers he's only pitched a couple of times this year and has not been super effective with the Astros. But, I mean, certainly he's won a couple of World Series with them. He made 3 rehab assignments recently. I guess they're going to get him into Milwaukee and see what he can do and where he is in that rehab process. And hopefully he can help the Brewers rotation out sooner rather than later. But it's a low risk type of move for the Brewers. I know they're giving up on Jaden Fielder, trading him away to Houston. But at the same time, you got a couple of arms that could help you at the big league level right now.
Jeff, are you surprised that the Brewers weren't a little hesitant to pull this off, being that McCullers Jr. has had he's been often injured throughout his career?
Like I said, I think it's a low risk proposition, right? You trade for him and you hope that he can provide something for you. I mean, the Brewers a couple of years ago traded for Trevor Rosenthal, who at the time was a really good closer in the big leagues, but he hadn't pitched at that point, ended up not pitching for the Brewers that entire season. So, you hope that McCullers can get healthy and he can help you for the last 2 months of the season. And that's what the Brewers are certainly trying to do.
Was there any serious traction with the Brewers pursuing Skubal?
I mean, you still got a couple of weeks until the trade deadline.
Still
so
could happen.
August 3rd. Yeah, August 3rd is the trade deadline, so you still got a couple of weeks to try and pull something off. I mean, who knows? I think anybody's guess is a good one. But if the Brewers are going to look to do anything that they can to improve this team, and they're going to kick the tires on everything.
Jacob Mizorowski addressed when he thought he might pitch again, and he at least told reporters after the All-Star game that he was intending to be back in the rotation here when we get going again. That's a good sign, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, if he's not pitching against the Marlins this weekend, I would be shocked. I don't know if it's going to be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The Brewers have not put out that rotation as of 8:48 in the morning on Thursday. They don't have to declare anything at any time soon, but I'm sure that they'll make a decision here pretty soon. But I would think that Miz will pitch sometime this weekend.
With that being said, a 3-game series at AmFam Field between the Brewers and Marlins will start on Friday. The Marlins are a surging team, and I was just looking back at last year's schedule, Jeff, and out of the break, the Brewers faced the Dodgers, a first-place team, and they were able to get the sweep and really started to propel after that. Now, with the Marlins coming to town, what is your early scouting report, and how do you think a fast start or a strong start to the second half will help them the rest of the way?
Yeah, it's a really good Marlins team. The Brewers went down to Miami and had a few really good games against them. They can pitch. There's no doubt about that. And they've got some sneaky good offense. They're still without Owen Casey, which is their stud right fielder who they got from the Cubs and it's part of the Edward Cabrera deal. But they can hit. It's a really good team. Otto Lopez is having a great season. He's an all-star. He's their shortstop. Xavier Edwards is at second base. He's having a really good season. Augustine Ramirez has been with them all season long. He's been swinging the bat well. So the Marlins are going to be a tough task. It's a long homestand. The Brewers are going to be home for 2 weeks, right? So you got the break. Plus, you've got the Marlins, the Mets, and the Rockies coming into town. So it's a 9-game homestand that the Brewers have to look forward to before the calendar turns over to the month of August. And then It's crunch time. So getting out to a good start after losing three in a row to the Pirates to end the first half, I think it's really important for Milwaukee to get going.
I'm glad they're off today. Holy cow, with this smoke, hopefully by tomorrow night, most of it should have dissipated. But wow, have you been outside yet today?
No, I have not been outside yesterday, but I can certainly smell it through the windows. It's not good. It's not good. Yeah, but stay inside as much as possible, everybody.
Jeff Levering, wait. Can't wait, man. Let's get to it. First place team, let's get
Take
rolling.
Care, guys.
Appreciate you, buddy. Brewers 360 with Jeff Levering on Wisconsin's Morning News.